All right, let's talk about conspiracy theories and why I stopped following them. Welcome to another episode of Simone Vincenzi Talks Business, my daily show where I talk about the plus, the minus, the things that are working and the decisions that we are making in our business every single day. There are a lot of conversation online on my feed about people talking about conspiracy theories. We got the 5G going on, we got the coronavirus, which has been manufactured to create the New World Order and all this kind of stuff. And I want to talk about why I stopped following conspiracy theories, but let me give you a bit of background first. I used to follow conspiracy theories a lot, and I know some of them are not just theories, some of them are facts that are not being publicized. And I used to be a lot into it a few years ago. I was watching every documentary that you can imagine on the planet, every YouTube videos that I could find, I was watching them, I was sucking up all these informations about some experience or some information that were not shared in the mainstream media. And I found them really fascinating, and also that led me to become an activist. I was one of the people that started the Occupy movement in London in front of St. Paul Cathedral. I stayed there from the very beginning, lived there outside the tent for about 6 months, protesting against the financial system, and all that definitely started because of following a lot of the information I discovered through conspiracy theories, through documentaries, and so on. So I gotta say that I was really into it. I was not just learning about it. I was actively on the streets, staying out and living that particular philosophy of life. Now, I then decided from one day to the other to stop following them. Why is that? I remember watching a program, it was a personal development program from Louise Hay. Louise Hay is like the godmother of personal development, and their program is called You Can Heal Your Life. Awesome personal development program. And she was talking about the topic of conspiracy theories and why she stopped following them. And what she said is that the more the individual consciousness is focused on one particular problem, then the problem becomes bigger. It's almost like if you have something that is painful and you keep focusing your attention on that pain, the pain will not go away, will be bigger. If you have an event in your life where, or people in your life that you don't like, and you focus all your time and energy on them, it's not that they are going to go away. Actually, you are going to resent spending time with them even more. And the same happens with conspiracy theories. The more you focus on a certain kind of word, the more the global consciousness focuses on a certain kind of word that we don't want to live in, then or this kind of information and this kind of realities, then the bigger those realities become, because now the global intention, the global consciousness is focusing on those. And I'm not saying that there are that everything that the mainstream media is saying is correct. I stopped watching news for the same reason about 7 years ago. So I stopped following conspiracy theories and stopped following mainstream news. And I decided to focus on what I can control. A lot of the things that even the real stuff that the conspiracy theories are saying, there is very little I can do. A lot of the news stuff that the news says, there is very little I can do. So I decided not to focus on what I can't control, not what I can do, and to learn and spend my attention and time in things that actually gives me joy, gives me pleasure, and they make a real impact in the world. And that's why we have been building the companies I've been building. Because yes, there might be, who knows, there might be this new world order which is coming up, but what can I do? I know I can see that there is a that not everything that is shared on mainstream media is real. I can see that. Or there might be an agenda, I can see that. But also, I can see also on the other side, because there's an agenda from the other side. There are a lot of conspiracy theories that are theories that are totally made up, because every person can manufacture information to make you believe something. Whether it's some people doing a bunch of YouTube videos, or is the CNN and so on. And that's why I stopped following both of them, to be honest. Just decided to focus on what I can control and what I can do about it. It's not about dismissing the problem. There are problems, yes. There are problems in society, yes. Knowing more about these kind of topics, that's not personally going to help me as the kind of person I am and to what I want to build. And so that's why I made this decision. And also, I didn't want to contribute to the expansion of this problem by putting my focus, my energy, my attention, while instead I'm focusing my energy, my passion, my attention into something I can create, which is the entrepreneurs that we change his life, which is the work that we do in turning experts into authorities, which is the work that we do with our clients, which is the work that we do with our charities and the communities that we are living in. And that's what I can say makes me happy. Because the other part is that by following all these theories and all these documentaries, I started becoming a very miserable person. You can be so immersed in that environment that then you start messing up with your mind. And it's almost like when you feel that everything is there to take you out. That's why I left the activist movement, because I hated the concept of the 99% and the 1%. For me, it's all one. For me, there is no 99% and 1%. We are all one, and we are all co-creating this reality on a spiritual level. If you're making it on a practical level, then it's the same. And I hated that because it felt incredibly disempowering. And so what happened, it puts even people, and it put me in a more reactive situation where now I started being paranoid about everything that I was saying. You feel observed all the time and you feel paranoid all the time, or you might have the experience that you go into your workplace and everyone is there to take you out or to take your place. But sometimes it's your perception that makes you create that it makes you think that people are there to take you out, while actually they were just doing their thing. And so that becomes very difficult, even with this kind of information, to see actually which one are they're the one to follow, or which one are the one that my paranoia is creating, because that's the same thing. Which is the same thing that mainstream media does by feeding you negative information. Like, if you see the work that a conspiracy theorist documentary do, it's the same work that mainstream media does. That's why people share them. Because it shares fears. It shares problems. It doesn't give solutions. And that's why I was like, they're both playing the same game. They're just masking it in a different way. And that's why I decided to stop following them. So that's my opinion. I would love to hear yours. And I'm looking forward to hear what you're going to say about this. So, but yeah, I don't want to contribute. So I stopped following them. I'm not stupid. I'm not saying that there is nothing else. But at the same time, I decided to focus on what I can control and not buying to the fact that actually they're both almost the same side. They're both using the same strategies. Fear, mongering about one thing or the other to steer your ideas towards more one or the other direction. And so what I found, what I've learned in life, is that truth is often in the middle. That's where truth is. So that again, that's my opinion. We'd love to hear yours. Thank you very much for joining me on another episode of Simone Vincenzi Talks Business. I'll see you tomorrow. Ciao.